Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And one of the other places we know you can get great coverage as well is from our good friend Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. And she is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. I got to tell you, Mary Kay, I am super excited for camp right now. I can't even begin to tell you. And it's weird because, you know, a lot of times you walk into these camps and you're waiting for the battles at certain positions, but this could be kind of ho-hum. I'm just excited to see these guys back out on the field. What do you think?
Yeah, I think everybody is really, really excited about this. You can see that the players are excited to come back and get at it. You know that the fans now come out almost in full force, 2,000 per practice, are so excited about it. Everywhere I go, that's all anybody wants to talk about. This season should be very, very exciting based on what we saw last year and the improvements that have been made, and it's all about to get underway.
So when do players start reporting to camp, Mary Kay?
They start reporting on this weekend. Quarterbacks and rookies will be reporting. I think it's Saturday, and then everybody else will report on the 27th. And then the first practice, not open to the public, but the first practice is July 28th. And then the first one, of course, open to the public is July 30th. And there will be 12 of those. And I'm sure the tickets and the lottery, I'm sure all that is going very, very quickly. But hopefully plenty of fans will have it.
Mirka, what do fans need to know about the opportunity to go watch them at training camp?
Well, first of all, I think in the beginning, they shouldn't expect to see a whole bunch of hitting and real live action like they used to see back in the day. Even 5 years ago, it was different than it is now. They have a ramp-up period in camp where they'll start off a little bit slowly, and then they'll work their way up into more contact. But it's a very efficient camp that Kevin Stefanski runs. They get a lot of work done. They get a lot of walkthrough-type work done. They work at a fast pace. But it doesn't necessarily or won't necessarily include a lot of live action, especially in the early going. So if you think you're going to come out and see somebody, make a big hit and put somebody on the ground right away, something like that is not going to happen, at least not in the early going. They'll move towards some contact, but they'll protect these players during this camp, and they'll also be very cautious with the injured guys.
All right, Mary Kay, I have to... Usually we do this on a Wednesday for a hypothetical Wednesday, but I got to ask you a hypothetical with the news that just came out about Cam Akers and the Achilles tear. Do you think, and this is merely your opinion, this has nothing any further, Kareem Hunt for a second round pick, would the Browns think about it?
It's funny that you should say that because the minute that I saw that that happen, Akers, I thought, oh my gosh, what team pops into everyone's mind when you think about two starting caliber running backs on a football team? And of course, I wouldn't be surprised if the Rams haven't thought of that themselves. I mean, you could put Kareem Hunt on any team and on any other team besides the Cleveland Browns, and he's going to be your starting running back. He's going to do an amazing job for you. But I think the Browns are really excited about what they have in Kareem, what he can bring to the table, not only as a runner, but as a receiver out of the backfield. I think they like the 1-2 punch with 17 games this season, and they hope to go three more or four more beyond that. I think they want both of their amazing running backs here, and I don't think that they would part with him.
Yeah, I would wonder what it would take to get him off the roster. It's funny, all three of us thought the same thing. And I just don't know. If you're Kevin Stefanski, I mean, you've been sitting around all offseason. You've been, you know, dying to get back out on the field since the Kansas City game. And you're designed to have these two great running backs. I wonder what the price would have to be. I mean, the Browns probably could bring in a huge haul on the other side.
Well, I think it's just too important. Look what happened last year. Nick Chubb, at any given moment, you could lose him for a period of time. They lost him for four games last year, and they didn't really miss much of a beat. Kareem didn't have the production from a running standpoint, but he played against some really good run defenses when he was in there. So you can really replace a Nick Chubb as the workhorse back with Kareem if you need to, and I think that's just too important to have that option. I just don't see something like that happening unless somebody, you know, offered them the moon.
Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You put out a great piece on what you wanted to see in camp. And one of the things that you had down there, and it was in the camp battles, is what it actually was. It made me laugh reading it, Mary Kay, because it was one of those moments again where I realized how far this team has come from even 3 years ago when we were breaking down camp battles involving quarterbacks and wide receivers and not left tackle, but running backs and all of that kind of stuff. And here we are going, well, the second corner battle is going to be really fascinating this year.
Yeah, it's a good problem for the Browns to have. And they have several good problems heading into this season. But you're right, there are not that many big, huge, intriguing battles, especially, of course, when you have the quarterback position solidified, shape heading into the season, and that you just can build on what you did in the previous year. So good for Baker that he's in the second year in a system and he can really shine right from the beginning this year. But there aren't that many super intriguing battles. There are not that many jobs up for grabs. And some of the ones that are have something to do with an injury. And that is the case at second cornerback where Greg Newsome and Greedy Williams will kind of have it out there a little bit. Greedy still trying to come back and get the strength back in his shoulder from the axillary nerve damage. So we'll have to see how that one goes. And then there's a similar situation going on at safety where Ronnie Harrison and Grant Delpit will be competing for that starting job. And right now I would have to say that Ronnie has the edge because, once again, Grant is working his way back from a ruptured Achilles. And we all know that's a very tough injury to come back from. He looks great, but he might need a little bit more time in camp.
Mary Kay Cabot, PlainDealerCleveland.com, joining us right now. We had a conversation right before you came on the air, Mary Kay, about what guys have the most pressure on them. And as I wrote out my list, and you know Dan was talking about his, I did not have Kevin Stefanski in the top five. I can't remember the last time that we walked into a camp into a season where the head coach didn't have some kind of pressure on him. I think the pressure on him is different than it is on the players. Who has the most pressure on him going into this camp and throughout the season?
I really do believe that the pressure on this football team is spread around so evenly that they're not relying on any one person to carry the whole load for them on either side of the ball or on the coaching staff. I mean, I've heard people say, is Joe Woods on the hot seat? Why would Joe Woods be on the hot seat when last year he did so much with a defense together that was completely ravaged, including the fact that his starting defensive end in Myles Garrett wasn't himself after coming back from COVID. So he had a lot on his plate trying to hold that whole thing together, and I think he did a really good job with that. So whenever I hear people say, I'm not really sure who put him on the hot seat, but I just can't agree that Joe Woods is on the hot seat just because he now has some talent to work with. He's worked with other talented players before. In terms of Baker, I don't think that that Baker doesn't have to do it all. He has so much talent around him, arguably one of the best offensive lines in the NFL, great running game, receivers, tight ends. You know, he doesn't have to go out there and be a superhero to win football games. He just has to do his job and spread the football around. And that is one of the good problems that they do have on the team this season is that they just have almost too many places to go with the ball. But once again, great problem to have.
The only reason I threw a little bit of pressure on Kevin Stefanski is I wondered what Act 2 of the Kevin Stefanski offense would look like, Mary Kay. What do you expect that next evolution to be?
Well, I don't think that anybody should pigeonhole Kevin Stefanski into being a run-oriented, Gary Kubiak, two-tight end coach. He's had a lot of influences in his career. He kind of had to run the Gary Kubiak offense last year because that's what he called in Minnesota the year before, and there just wasn't time to reinvent the wheel last year. But he's worked with some really amazing coaches in his career on both, you know, guys from both sides of the ball that have influenced him in many ways. Guys like Brad Childress, Norv Turner, guys that have been through here in Cleveland, Pat Shurmur. He's had a lot of guys that he's learned from, Leslie Frazier and Mike Zimmer, so Gary Kubiak included. So he's learned from so many different coaches and so many different schemes and philosophies. I think you'll see new wrinkles and a new way of doing things. I think what they started to be in the second half of last season is what you'll see more of, a very explosive, multiple offense. And I think you'll also see more influence from the Chad O'Shea's and the Alex Van Pelt, Bill Callahan's, Stump, Drew Petzing, you name it.
Mary Kay, what do you think about the fact that all three preseason games are on national TV?
Well, I think it shows that people are interested in the Cleveland Browns, and the, you know, the hype coming into this season has spread nationally. It's spread to the networks, NFL networks certainly weighing in on it, and I think it's really great for Cleveland, and I think it's really great for the Browns. So it's fun to you know, to be back in the thick of it again. It reminds me, you know, back when, you know, the Browns were good consistently with Bernie Kosar in those years. And I'm excited for the fans in Cleveland that they get to experience some of the fun this year.
I got one I was going to throw. A name that maybe we're not thinking about that might have a chance to make the team. It's so weird because, you know, we've talked about – or to have an impact. I don't even know if make the team is right on to even have this conversation anymore. Because there are a lot of guys – and I think the other problem with only having three games is that some of the names that kind of – make guys that make a name for themselves don't have that opportunity because they're only playing in three preseason games this year. Is there someone
one of the guys I've been talking about a lot is a Ronnie Harrison, because I think he's ready to take a step up and have sort of a breakout career type season, depending on if he ends up starting in place of Grant. Now, we don't know how that's going to go yet, but I think both of them will play a lot. And I think that Ronnie Harrison, you know, he didn't show up on the doorstep until September 3rd last year. So when you come in late like that and you miss all of training camp and all of the installation, it's hard to catch up. But he did a pretty nice job. And then he injured his shoulder and missed the last four games before returning for the playoffs and then doing another nice job there. So I think he's someone that he's got great instincts, great hustle. He's got a nose for the ball. I think he's good in the takeaway game. And I think he's somebody that can make a lot of noise this season.
All right, Mary Kay, so you've got 1 week before training camp basically kicks off for you guys. What has to get done before you get to training camp in the Mary Kay Cabot household?
Oh, you cannot even possibly imagine. There's a lot of moving parts, and you basically just have to say goodbye to everybody that you know and tell them that you'll see them sometime in January.
Well, I didn't know if this bush over here has been driving me nuts for 3 years and I have got to get it out of here. Like, I didn't know if there was something like that.
Oh, I have a list. I've got a really, really long list of things that I did hope to accomplish in the offseason. Of course, we all get through about one third of those lists. But no, there's a long list, but I doubt much of it will get done by next week.
Did you get a chance to take any vacation?
I did. I went to Las Vegas, and I went out there to see some Cirque du Soleil shows because my middle daughter is in training in Quebec City for that sort of thing. And
wow.
So just went out there to support the arts, and the shows were just phenomenal. And it was a really, really fun time. And, it was fabulous.
She a gymnast or...?
No, she was a lifelong gymnast. Now she's an aerialist, acrobatic type person. It's kind of exciting and fun.
I got to tell you, I've seen a lot of crazy goalie moms. I would be very nervous if my kid was doing that. Very nervous.
Well, there are some very breast
breathtaking moments. It was always hard to be a beam mom. That is a very difficult thing to watch as a parent. Your child doing, you know, double back handsprings on a 4-inch piece of wood. It's difficult to watch the beam. But now she's doing all different kinds of things, and hopefully it will all go really well.
Okay, I'm going to let you go with this question. Have you ever seen a parent get thrown out of a gymnastics event?
No, I haven't. It's a pretty tame crowd. We just kind of white-knuckle it all the way through, just sitting there, you know, watching and hoping that, you know. I've seen tears, and I've seen white knuckles, but no one has gotten thrown out.
All right, well, I thought it was worth a shot. I've seen too many parents get kicked out or at least warned. So I just figured I wanted to hear about a sport where maybe you wouldn't expect it. So, Mary Kay, thank you as always. We look forward to getting ready for camp with you and reading your stuff. And what's coming up with previews for you at Cleveland.com and Plain Dealer?
Oh, just, you know, just the usual stuff, just taking a look at some of the, you know, some of the bigger name people and just trying to dive in and get it all going.
Sounds great. Of course, we're reading every word you write. Thank you very much, Mary Kay. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
Talk to you soon. Mary Kay Cabot on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.